My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, without further ado, let's get to the five things that I think Peter King style. In the NFL, as we get ready for preseason action in weekend number one of August football. This one is a bit of a hot take for a lot of people, I think. I really do think this is true, though. I think the Bills are going to play in the AFC Championship game this year. I know they lost Stephon Diggs, who's now in Houston, and I get that Gabriel Davis has moved on, and he is in Jacksonville. They've also lost a lot in their secondary. They still got Josh Allen, and I think Allen is a good enough quarterback. He's not Mahomes, but he's close. And he's right there with Joe Burrow and the rest of the best in the National Football League. If you want to throw Lamar Jackson or anybody else into that class, you can. That you're going to be in the mix every year as long as Josh Allen's around. They drafted Keon Coleman out of Florida State. If he's good with Curtis Samuel and Khalil Shakir, I think there's enough weaponry there for a team that's going to operate with a lot of 12 personnel, two tight ends, Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox. Allen's going to run it a little bit more, maybe. I think they can commit to the run if they want to a greater extent with James Cook, who's very good. They drafted a running back in Ray Davis in the fourth round. I think their offense is plenty good enough going into 2024 with Joe Brady as their coordinator, who took over midway through last year. The question I have is more on the other side of the ball defensively, where like a year ago at this time, DeMar Hamlin was not even supposed to make the team, and he's been running with the first team in practices because they've just got a lot of new faces in the secondary. They drafted Cole Bishop in the second round to start at free safety, and he right now is working with the second team. But if they can get enough pass rush, A.J. Epinesa, Greg Rousseau, Von Miller, for those guys stay healthy, I think the Bills are still going to be better than people think. Everyone wants to crown the Jets, getting Rodgers back. Miami's the most exciting offense in the league. Buffalo comes out of that division, hangs around the longest in the playoffs, and they're playing in a conference championship game. Next thing I think, NFL edition. Malik Nabers is going to be a problem. Malik Nabers will be an immediate star. Washington, Dallas, Philly, these teams will hate playing against this guy. Last year at LSU, catching footballs from Jaden Daniels, he snagged 89 balls for 1,569 yards and 14 touchdowns. And he did that in 13 games, boys and girls. The year before that, he went 72 for 1,000, and he wasn't even utilized all that much. Malik Nabers catches everything. He is super physical. He's just one of these guys who is, like, aggressive. He attacks the football. He doesn't mind playing against bump coverage and colliding with defenders at the line of scrimmage and getting free down the field. He's also just got terrific speed. I think he runs the whole route tree. I am a big believer. I think I was one of the few guys that liked him more than Marvin Harrison Jr. coming out, which isn't to say I don't like Harrison. I think he's also going to be, you know, a perennial Pro Bowl type player. But I just think Neighbors is that good. And Adunze is going to be a dog too. Rome Adunze in Chicago, he might not put up the numbers just because there's so many weapons there and so many guys to get the ball to, including DJ Moore. But that's going to help Adunze be really, really good very fast. I think that is as good a trio of wide receivers all drafted in the top 10 as we've seen come out together in a long, long, long time. And there's a real good chance that all three hit. You know, those are home run picks, and all three are outstanding. But I want to go on the record and just say I think Neighbors is going to be incredible. Next thing I think, NFL version. The Bucs slept on in the NFC South, back in the playoffs. Everyone's in on Atlanta and thinks that the Falcons, after going and getting Cousins, who's coming off an Achilles, are the team to beat in the division, and I could certainly see them being a lot better and maybe making the playoffs, but I don't think people properly understand how bad their defense has been and how ineffective and completely uninvolved their pass rush has been. They were the worst pass-rushing team in the league last year in terms of sacks. Their edge rushers over a couple of years have been horrendous, and rather than addressing that, they decided to draft their backup quarterback and possible quarterback of the future in the top 10 this year, which I thought was strange. So I'm going to go with Atlanta finishing behind Tampa in that division. The Bucs made the playoffs in year one with Baker Mayfield, who's comfortable. He's been paid. They didn't lose anything from an important receiving core. In fact, they added to it, drafting Jalen McMillan in the third round to go with Evans and Godwin. They just paid Tristan Wirfs, their big left tackle. They drafted a new starting center. They'll be better, I think, in the interior. Graham Barton from Duke. You know, the defense is really, really good. So Todd Bowles will coach him up on that side of the ball. I'm a little curious about the play calling. I don't know Liam Cohen all that well. Their new coordinator is replacing Dave Canales, who's now the head coach in Carolina. But I think the Bucs could be in a 10 or 11 win team in the South. I like catching them in week one, though, like Washington's going to. I think that's a winnable week one game on the road. But over the course of the season, I think the Bucs are going to be right there to win that division. Next thing I think. The Ravens are going to take a step back in the AFC North. I've been beating this drum just because of their schedule. They have the most difficult schedule in the National Football League. One of the reasons they're only plus 125, just about even money, to win the division. The Bengals plus 165 right behind them. Bengals get Joe Burrow back. One of the only good items as far as schedule goes for the Ravens is that they have 16 more days of rest than their opponents this year, which should be a great benefit. But their quarterback schedule, way more arduous than last year. And just in general, the schedule that they play, I think, is going to be as tough as any that they've played the last few years. So I think the Ravens take a step back. Last thing I think, five items for you here during the preseason. I was mentioning the NFC South and the Bucs. To the Falcons, I think Bijan Robinson could lead the NFL in rushing yards this year. Robinson last year was underutilized, went for 976 on 214 carries in his rookie season. He finished outside of the top 10 barely in rushing yards. In fact, there were only 11 players, I believe, that rushed for 1,000 yards last year. Christian McCaffrey won the rushing crown with 1,459 yards. I could see Robinson going for 1,400, 1,500 yards, being a bell cow for Atlanta in his second season. Play-action heavy team now with Cousins and Zach Robinson, their new coordinator coming over from L.A. where he worked with McVay. And I could see Robinson, remember Kyron Williams, McVay's Rams last year with Robinson there, was number three in the league in rushing last year, and he missed time with injuries. Bijan Robinson leading the league in rushing. A little bit bold, but something that I could absolutely see. Five things I think on Grant and Danny.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.